Hi, everyone. Welcome to the quest for the bullyproof shields.
I'm doomed, 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 D-U-M-B, doomed. Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Pisa. There's this guy, Frankie, who's making my life a miserable wreck. Every day on my way to school, he grabs me and makes me give him something from my lunchbox. Boy, am I bummed. But this time, I'll get away. I'll sail up in the air with this balloon.
Hey, Mushface.
Yipes, it's Frankie.
Well, look who's here. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eat it. Had some lunch and couldn't keep it. What you got for me today? Hey, let's go. Open her up.
Ha ha ha. Up, up and away. Come on, Frankie. That's not fair.
Who said life was fair? Quiet, I'll crunch your bones. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, joy. Oh, joy. Look what we have here. I hit pay dirt. A Twinkie. Today is certainly my lucky day. Well, so long, insect. See you again tomorrow.
Boy, I wish I was like Captain Stupender, my favorite cartoon hero. Do you guys ever watch him? No? Guess that's because he comes on at 4:30 Saturday morning. He always flies around and beats up the bad guy. If I were him, I'd twist that Frankie into a pretzel. I'd smash him into the ground like a pancake. I'd grind him up into meatloaf.
Pancake? Meatloaf? Hey, kid, are you studying to become a fast food chef?
Huh? Where did you come from?
I come from the land of imagination. I heard you talking about what you'd like to do to that other young man, and I became concerned.
What do you mean?
For instance, you said you would twist him into a pretzel. What do you really think would happen if you did that?
Well, he probably wouldn't like that very much, so he'd fight back. He'd crunch me into pieces smaller than an ant's underwear.
Is that what you want?
Uh-uh.
And what do you think would happen if you really smashed him into the ground like a pancake?
I'd probably get kicked out of school, thereby ruining forever my dreams of becoming the first astronaut to land on Mars.
Exactly. And if you were really to grind him into meatloaf?
Oh, I'd probably go to jail, be locked up in a 6x8-foot cell for the rest of my life.
That would certainly put a crimp in your skateboarding, wouldn't it?
So I'm doomed to have that bully steal my desserts for the rest of my life. Doomed, doomed, doomed.
Don't be so overly dramatic, kid. That's not necessarily true. Are you good at figuring out puzzles?
I love puzzles.
I have a puzzle for you. Figure out how there can be no more bully.
No more bully. That's it. I'll twist, I'll smash, I'll grind.
But you just figured out that won't work.
Oh, yeah. So what do I do? This is very, puzzling.
You're right. It is a puzzle. And so are you ready to try to figure it out?
You mean figure out another way that there can be no more bully?
You're smart, kid. So let's get started. Follow me.
Hey. How did she do that? Hey, lady, where did you... Whoa! Wow, what a trip. Where are we now?
We are in the magical land of imagination. In order to give you some new ideas on how to deal with that bully, we'll have to seek the advice of the wisest animals on the earth, the sea, and the air. We must go on a quest. Follow me.
Hold on. You're not going to drop to the floor again, are you?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. We're just going to walk this way.
Hello.
Hey, are you trying to give a little kid a heart attack?
Sorry, I'm Bear.
Yes, I can see you're not wearing any clothes.
No, I'm Bear. Brave bust-out Bear.
And I bet your name has something to do with Peter's problem.
Absolutely. If you want to handle that bully, you've got to be brave enough to bust out from the fighting trap. Get creative, change your thinking. You've got to startle him with a completely new approach. Shake up the situation so he's caught off guard. I'm the first key to your puzzle. To remind you to come at the problem from an unexpected direction.
Thanks, Bust Out Bear. But I'm still puzzled. I can't figure out what to do with this little bit of wisdom. Can someone help me figure out how this fits in
Please, someone, anyone, where can I fit this piece of puzzle? Ah, so that's where it goes. Thank you.
It's always a good idea to approach a problem from a new angle when the old way hasn't worked.
Well, I suppose it's worth a try. Where to now, Miss Aura?
Let's keep searching the Earth for more ideas.
Who are you?
Understanding Unicorn.
Wait a minute. You're not a real animal.
Well, some people have told me that, but we are in the magical land of imagination, are we not?
Of course. I forgot. So how can you help me deal with a bully?
By reminding you to try to understand where the bully is coming from.
I know where he's coming from. From whichever direction I'm not looking. Then pow, he's right there in my face.
I'm afraid I'm not making myself understood. I mean where he's coming from the inside. The more you understand what makes him tick, the more creative you can be in coming up with a way to handle him. I'm the next piece of your puzzle. I'll remind you to try and understand what's going on inside the bully's head.
Oh, very good. Okay, understanding Unicorn, see you around.
Yes, maybe at the merry-go-round.
Or around the next corner.
Or at the roundup.
You sure do get around. Hasta la bye-bye. Let's keep looking. Maybe we'll find some birds. I love birds.
Listening Lynx here. I've been listening quietly to the story about a boy on a quest for knowledge.
Huh? College? No. I'm in grade school. What's wrong with you?
You're not listening. If you want to solve your problem, you have to try and listen to what the bully is saying. That, believe it or not, is the first step to making sure there is no more bully.
Well, sometimes I get so scared or angry that I don't hear a word of his bully bluster.
Did you ever stop to think that maybe he might just want to get something off his chest? That maybe he wants someone to listen and really hear what he has to say? Really listening can sometimes cool a situation down. My piece of the puzzle is to remind you to listen.
Well, I suppose I could try to listen better.
Hear, hear. So long now.
Well, well, look who's here. If it isn't my old friend, Loving Lion.
Okie dokie, Miss Aura. I see you brought another little human pup in need of advice on how to stop a bully. I'd love to help, little fella. You have to remember you can hate what the bully is doing, but you shouldn't really hate him. He's a person just like you. Look for the good in him. Difficult as that may be, even if it's just a little, itty, itty, bitty, teeny, weeny piece of good. Try to find it. It may help the situation in the end. I am one more key to your puzzle to remind you to look for some good in the person who may be behaving badly.
Well, thanks, Loving Lion. I'll add this piece to my puzzle. See you. Hi.
Hello. Yin Yang Yak here at your service.
What kind of name is that? What does Yin Yang mean?
Yin Yang is an ancient philosophy that says that two opposite things may be true at the same time. Modern folks sometimes say there are two sides to the same coin, even though the situation that you find yourself in when you are being bullied is bad. There might be some good that can come of it.
You're putting me on.
Am I putting you off?
Yeah, you're putting me off.
But you just said I was putting you on.
This is getting me down. I'm getting fed up.
Up, down, off, on, in, out. All these opposites blend into one. Balanced inside, they make life fun.
Gee, thanks.
I'm the piece of your puzzle that will help you balance the yin and the yang in all situations. See if it helps change the tone of things. Good luck and goodbye.
A bad situation can also be good. Gosh, that's weird.
Well, don't worry about it now. We still have many magical creatures to meet. Now, let's hurry on. We've almost arrived at the edge of the Earth. Now it's time to see what advice the creatures of the water have to give.
When are we going to get to the birds?
Not quite yet. Here we are at the place where the Earth meets the sea.
Hey, who spit on me?
Oops,
Sorry about that. Just some water from my blowhole.
Who are you?
I am Picturing Porpoise, and here's my advice to you. Imagine the best possible solution to your bully situation. Picture your own happy ending. You will greatly improve the chance of it happening. Draw the picture in your mind of things working out well. Dive deep into your imagination. You will find the solution to your own creation. My piece of your puzzle will remind you to use the power of your imagination to see a better situation. Now I'm off to play with my dolphin friend. I can just see what a good time we are going to spend. Goodbye now.
Hey, this puzzle piece is soaking wet. Anyone got a hairdryer?
There are no hairdryers in the magical land of imagination.
What if I imagine there were?
Okay, smarty pants. Then imagine it's dry.
Hey, it worked. Look, it's dry.
Oh, look who's drinking at the water's edge. It's Respectful Raven. Hello, and what advice do you have for our young seeker of wisdom about how to get rid of bullies?
I'm honored that a fine boy like Peter would come to seek my advice. So, Peter, I suggest you respect the bully.
Respect the bully?
Not.
We all need recognition and acknowledgement. Respect can be more powerful than you might believe. Try it and see. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, that's a bully's person, see. Suck to me, suck to me, suck to me, suck to me, suck to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, suck that bully's person, see. Suck to me, suck to me, suck to me, suck to me, suck to me.
I've heard Aretha Franklin, and that raven's no Aretha Franklin. Boy, I respect that bird for trying, but I sure hope his advice is better than his singing. Who's that coming out of the water?
It's me, Originating Otter. Come up with an original way so that both you and the bully can end up ahead of the game. If you win and he loses, he'll resent it for a long, long time. Better to originate a game plan that makes you both winners.
Wait a minute. How can we both be winners? In soccer, there's a winning team and a losing team. In football, there are winners and losers. Even when you play Nintendo with a friend, one of you wins and the other is a loser.
Well, Peter, life is so much more than a sport or a game. It's much easier to influence people to change their behavior if they don't feel like a loser for doing it. Do you want this bully to change into not a bully?
You bet I do.
Well, then come up with an original idea that works for you and makes him feel okay, too. I know it sounds crazy, but it works. My key to your puzzle is to remind you to create a win-win situation. Let me know what happens.
Miss Aura, are you sure these guys know what they're talking about?
If you try their advice, you certainly will find out, won't you? Now it's time for us to look to the feather-headed friends from the air.
Finally!
You're right. This is a place in which we will seek for some higher answers. Speaking of higher, look there.
Look where?
Up in the air.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's a bird, and it looks like it's coming in for landing. Look out!
I say, sorry about that. You appear to have situated yourself on my runway. But I simply had to fly down to give you some advice. And that is, try to stay above the fray.
How can I do that? I'm not a bird like you.
No, my boy. I was speaking metaphorically. You are not actually in the air above your situation. You are morally above it all. When someone acts boorish to you, must you become boorish too? When someone behaves badly towards you, must you start behaving badly? I would humbly suggest that you may take the high and noble road. Show the bully the best part of you, not the worst. Maybe he'll learn a lesson from seeing how you handle adversity. I'm the puzzle piece to remind you to always act your noblest, not your basest. Good luck, my boy.
Wow, that's really hard advice to follow. Mainly because I don't understand some of these words the owls used. Usually when someone is mean to me, I just want to be mean back. I don't know if I could do what overseeing owl suggested.
Well, I have faith in you, Peter. Besides, if Owl's advice actually works, you will get what you're after, which is that you won't have to deal with the bully anymore.
But I don't know if I have the courage to actually do what everybody has been suggesting I do.
Exactly, exactly. That's just the problem I wanted to help you with.
Who said that?
Me!
Why, you're a fox. Why are you wearing those silly fake wings?
I heard Miss Aura say that you'd only be talking to creatures of the air now, and I didn't want to get left out. Don't worry, fearless fox. Since you are not afraid of looking foolish in order to say your piece, we'll listen to you. That's exactly my point. It's not that I wasn't afraid of appearing foolish. I was. But I took that fear and used it to juice me into action. Peter, use your fear to pump yourself up. Use it to pump you up and try out the ideas you've learned about. Pump it up, pump it up, pump your fear into courage. Because, you know, bullies smell fear. But if they smell courage... Ah, that's better. Now any bully will think twice before going after you. You know how many powerful ways of dealing with Frank. Now you've been bully-proofed.
Do you really think so?
Yep, it's certified. I'm the final key to your puzzle. Go for it and have no fear. Hey, look, Peter. Now you've all the pieces of your puzzle together. You've got yourself a bully-proof shield.
Wow, that's the answer to all my puzzling.
Now, are you ready to take on that bully?
Am I ready? Just let me at him. I'll pulverize him with my picturing. I'll overwhelm him with the originating. I'll lay him out with my listening.
Okay, I believe you. Let's head back.
Oh no, not again! Will you please give me a little warning if you're gonna do that again? It makes me feel like throwing up.
Hold on to your cookies, Cookie. Here comes Frankie.
Oh, Peter! Peter! Where are you? I'm back!
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can go through with this, Miss Aura.
Just give it your best shot. That's all you can do. But don't forget about the bits and pieces of ideas my animal friend shared with you. You now have the protection of a bully-proof shield.
Yeah, but where did it go?
It's inside you now, in your inner land of imagination, where it's most powerful. Go now and use it.
Ah, there you are, wimp boy. Prepare to part with your dessert. And then, just for good measure, I'm gonna crunch your bones.
Don't forget, Peter. Try to break out of that situation by doing something surprising and unexpected.
Hold on out there, Frankie. Let me check my schedule. Oh, yes. I have some free time at 11 o'clock. Would you like me to make an appointment to crunch my bones at that time? I'd be happy to pencil you in.
What?
Peter, try to understand what might be making him choose to bully you.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, I got all the answers.
What do you like best about school?
Best? Well, I don't like homework because it cuts into my time. I don't like classwork because it's way too hard. But I do like it when other kids see how tough I am, how I make you little kids squirm like a worm.
Boy, I know what you mean. I'd feel real bad if I could never answer the teacher's questions. Maybe I'd even bully little kids, too, until I realized that the other kids don't really admire me for it.
Who do you think you are, Dr. Sigmund Freud? Come on, hand over the goodies and stop trying to tell me what's in my own mind.
Listening Lynx here. Don't forget to really let him know you heard what he said.
So it makes you angry if I try to figure out why you're acting like a bully?
Acting? Acting? Who told you it was all an act? All I want is your dessert, because I like Twinkies much more than stale old toast.
I hear what you're saying. You steal my Twinkies because your mom never packs anything fun in your lunch. Just stale old toast.
Hey, leave my mother out of this. Hand over the Twinkies, Twinkle Toes.
Peter, now might be a good time to find something good to say about Frankie. Not his bullying, but him as a person.
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy for you to say.
What'd you say, punk?
I said, I think you're okay. You know, I've seen what you do with your mom's stale toast. You break it up and feed it to the birds. That's outstanding.
Are you making fun of me?
This might be an opportunity for the yin-yang harangue.
You know, Frankie, it's weird. At the same time you're robbing me of my lunch, you're capable of the extraordinary act of kindness of feeding the birds. What irony!
You want to make something of the fact that I like feeding birds, toenail breath?
Don't forget the big picture, Peter.
I happen to like feeding birds. What you gonna do about it?
Nothing, except tell you that I think it's really, really great.
Or I may be just raving, but now may be the time to suck it to him with a little respect.
You know, I've always liked birds myself. I've been trying to talk my dad into buying me a parakeet, but he doesn't seem too keen on the idea.
Gee, that's too bad, Peter. My dad sent me a bunch of parakeets for my last birthday. I got a cage full of them at home.
Really?
There's one other thing you ought to do. Try and set up a win-win situation.
Hey, Frankie, I've an idea. How about I get my mom to pack us a couple of extra Twinkies? Then if you'd let me come over to your house and see your birds, I could help you a bit with your schoolwork. Because I think you could do real good if we worked together.
You'd really do that for me after all the stuff I'd done to you?
Of course I would.
Way to go, Peter. The noble way is to stay above the fray.
We bird lovers gotta stick together.
I told you, Peter, you've nothing to fear but fear itself. Nice going.
Like birds of a feather.
Like pelicans in stormy weather.
Hey, Peter, come on, I'll race you to my house.
Last one there is a sewer rat's uncle.
Nah, last one there is married to Frankenstein's niece.
Nah, last one there eats mouse guts.
Nah, last one there has rotten pumpkin for brains.
Nah, last one there smells like a dead elephant in the storm room.
See that? No more bully. Gone. Disappeared. Obliterated. Vanished. The end. I'm tired of being bullied.
Then you gotta be bully-proof.
Bully-proof? What's that?
Come on, gang. Let's spell it out.
B is for bust out, U for understand. L is for listen and love throughout the land. Y is for yin-yang balance if you can. Come on, everybody, let's take a mighty stand. For picture the outcome you demand.
R for respect.
O, originate a plan. Overcome the fight from a higher sight. Fearless, take a stand. No bully can beat our mighty band. Bully-proof shield. Bully-proof shield. No bully can beat our mighty band.
I really like Bullyproof, you know? Kind of like, and the puzzle pieces really sounded really good, you know? So, I just noticed